Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 17 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing the topic I have titled Competing Voices. Competing Voices. So what do I mean by, we all know what a voice is. A voice is something that speaks to you, right? And then the fact that they are competing voices means that there are many different kinds of voices trying to speak to you. And obviously, in those circumstances, you would have to make some kind of choice so that you tend in the right direction. So, for example, if you're in an unruly class, right? Or let's say, you're in a court of law, right? And one lawyer is arguing one thing, the other lawyer is arguing something, the prosecutor is arguing something, right? After a while, the judge has to quiet everyone down so that one person speaks, right? And then the judge evaluates all those voices and then makes the right decision. So the thing is, there are many voices in our lives, right? There's the voice from the media, there's the voices of your external circumstances. They are the voices that come from the inside. They are the voices from the Word of God, right? They are voices from just many different things. And these voices have in many situations tried to confuse people, right? Try to confuse people, try to lead them astray. Or sometimes people are just like, what voice do I listen to? In this circumstance of life, of all these voices I'm hearing, what is the right thing for me to listen to? How am I supposed to proceed in this life? Well, my encouragement to you today is to listen to your conscience. The more you listen to your conscience, the more you would likely do the right thing. And I will talk about that conscience with context in like the Word of God, right? So the thing is, many of us remember there was a part of the Bible where Elijah, you know, went to the mountain of God, and there were many things going on. You know, there was thunder, there was this, there was an earthquake and all those things, right? And then the Bible says that the Lord came in a still small voice, right? In a gentle whisper, and told him what he wanted to tell him, right? So the thing is, there are all these loud voices that exist, but there's that still small voice that you're supposed to listen to. Many times, it's almost like an internal barometer of what is right and what is wrong, right? The thing is, if your conscience is informed by the Word of God, if it's informed by the Spirit of God, you'll likely take the right decisions, right? The thing is, the world that surrounds us many times wants to, I will say, in fact, in this day and age especially, wants to silence your conscience, right? Wants to silence your conscience. It wants you to act based on your flesh, not based on what you know is right. Because the thing is, your flesh always wants enjoyment, always wants to please itself, right? But again, what may please you may not necessarily be the thing that is best for you, may not always be the thing that is best for your life. So I encourage you, listen to your conscience. Listen to your conscience. It's almost like that internal scorecard that tells you, this thing you're doing is right. This thing you're doing is wrong, right? But the thing though is, you also need to look at the strength of your conscience before listening to it. The thing is, you strengthen your conscience by what you expose it to, right? Because conscience is almost like the kind of conviction you have on something. If you expose your conscience to godly material, you expose your conscience to the Word of God, then you'll be strengthened in doing what is right, in doing what is just, and in doing what is fair. But if you expose your conscience to just a lot of negative things, over time that conscience will be numbed, right? So think about it, for example, right? When a child is brought up in a godly home, or a child is brought up in a home with certain values, the child over time, because the child has been chronically exposed to those things, the child develops a conviction and says, you know what, there are just certain things that have almost been like hardwired into me, right? Those good things that have been hardwired into the child are just issues of conscience. The child has a conviction And the thing is, when you have a strong, deep-seated conviction on something, many times your mind cannot be changed on that thing. Many times you will act in consonance with that thing because you're like, oh, yes, this thing, I have conviction on it, right? So like, for example, I'll give you a classic example. So growing up as a child, we had this, we always did family devotion all every morning. We typically did family devotion. And before we went to bed at night, we also did our family prayer. That is something that I've always had conviction on, right? Because it's just something I've done all my life. So my conscience is alive to that thing, right? So the days where, because of some weird thing that happened, I end up not praying in the morning or end up not praying at night, it really hits me hard because my conscience just tells me, Divine, you should have done this, right? But I ended up not doing it. And, you know, thank God that is an extremely, 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 extremely rare occurrence, right? So I will encourage you, strengthen your conscience. Watch what you feed your mind with. The Bible says that we should guard our hearts with all diligence because out of that heart comes all the issues of life, right? Guard your heart. What are you bringing into your heart? The word heart there means conscience. What are you bringing into your conscience, right? Because the thing is, again, if you keep exposing yourself to just things that are bad, 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 over time, your conscience will be seared with hot iron. It will almost be like certain things don't bug you anymore, right? Because if you notice, I feel like as a society, in a sense, there are certain things that are just not right that we've just come to accept. Why have we come to accept them? Because many opposing viewpoints that are not right have really built conviction or have numbed our conscience to what is right, to what is just, to what is fair. So I'll encourage you, the fact that your conscience has been numbed doesn't mean it cannot be changed. But the first step you need to take is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, right? The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, right? So God can give you that conscience transplant that you desire. So if you want that conscience transplant, I would like you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning. I confess that I'm a sinner. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I need your help, O God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and you shed your blood. You rose again on the third day to give me life. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me that conscience that wants to please you and do your will and do what is right and just and fair. Thank you, Father, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So if you just said that prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God. I will encourage you, find the Bible, right? Read it, do what it says, and your life will become better. And also find a Bible-believing church. Again, there are many churches that say they're Bible-believing, but they don't really preach the Bible, right? So find the place where you'll hear the word of God in truth, seek community with other believers, begin to do God's will, and you'll begin to see your life transformed for the better. And I encourage you, as you read the word of God, as you expose yourself to the word of God, as you expose yourself to wholesome literature, let those things guide your conscience. Listen to your conscience. Don't listen to your surrounding circumstances. Don't listen to your flesh. Because many times those things will lead you in the wrong direction. So listen to your conscience. Listen to that Spirit of God within you that is guiding you. The Bible says you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Right? So listen to that still small voice in the midst of all the competing voices you are hearing. Do what it says and you will end up in the right destination. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you.